age of decay, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised his servant, Yemi Adomiju, to raise models of integrity and power. Models that rise above the limits of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imaginations. Come, let God show you how this equal grace can take you from where you are to where he has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join Yemi Adomiju for the Word of His Grace.
It is my prayer that the Word of God will reach to you this morning and that God Himself will bless you. In Jesus' name. In the first service, I titled the message I shared, The Believer's Mandate. And I described a believer as one who believes in the existence of God because a fool has said in his heart that there is no God. Fools deny the existence of God. If anybody you see anybody who says there is no God, that man is a fool. I didn't call anybody a fool. I have not called anybody a fool. The Bible says he's a fool. Psalm 14 verse 1 part A, Psalm 53 verse 1 part A. The fool has said there is no God. A believer is one who confesses Christ as Lord. He believes and confesses Jesus as Lord and Savior. For with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verse number 10. He also said a believer is one who believes in the final authority of the Bible, who allows the Word of God to take absolute, to take decision, final decision over every issue of his life. And I added a fourth one when somebody's phone rang in church. I had that the fourth one. A believer is someone who believes the Lord is God, who believes also his prophet, and obeys the instructions of his prophet. And one of such instructions is not allowing your phone to ring during service. That's a believer. And then we described mandate as the order that someone has received, the authority, authoritative command, or a formal order given by a superior person or official to an inferior one. And we also said a mandate is the authorization given to act, given to representative authorization to act. Now, this second service, and I described the believer's mandate as being, telling, or being, doing, and telling. Being, B-E-I-N-G, doing, D-O-I-N-G, telling, T-E-L-L-I-N-G. This second service, let me share along the same line of what I have called the order of the mandate. The order of the mandate. The order, O-R-D-E-R. Order of the mandate. Order of the mandate. And we are reading John, the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter number 3. John chapter number 3. We start reading from verse number 1. John chapter 3 from verse 1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest, except God be with him. Pay attention to Nicodemus. And underline in your Bible, I believe that Bible is your own. Underline what he said. Rabbi, we know your teacher. No man from God. For no man can do, underline do, or circle it, draw a circle around do. No man can do these miracles that thou doest. This miracle that you are doing, underline that one also, doest or doing. He said, God be with him. Look at the response of Jesus in verse number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be Underline the word be in your Bible. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Verse 7, where are we at? Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. May the Lord bless the reading and the hearing of his word in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you louder? Amen. All right. Let's turn again. Our Bibles open to the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter number 19. Acts chapter 19. We read from verse 11. Acts 19, 11, beginning. And we will stop at verse 17. From verse 11 to verse 17. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirit went out of them. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirit the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preaches. And there were seven sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and a chief of the priests which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also, dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord was magnified. Amen. May the name of the Lord be magnified in your life. The believer has a mandate. The mandate that you have as a believer in Christ Jesus is to be salt and light. Be salt and light. To salten your world or the heart. To salten the heart and to lighten your world. As salt, you have to be preservative. To preserve the world from decadence. The world we are in is a decayed world, and it decays more every day. And Jesus gave you a mandate to be light, to be salt, to deal and prevent the elements or agents of decay from messing up the world that God beautifully created, from destroying the destinies of those that God wonderfully made in his image. Your mandate. The second one is doing. You have to do this, the mandate. And Jesus said, these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name, they shall cast out devils. He said, I give to you a power and authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the paths of the enemies. And nothing shall thy enemies hurt you. That's the mandate. Number two, do it. He wants to shut the gate of hell. He wants to use you to shut the mouth of the gate of hell. He told Peter, thou art Peter, upon this rock will I build my church. And the gates of hell will not prevail against it. May the gates of hell not prevail against you. I am not hearing a believing amen this morning. Okay, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. So do it. And so you have to carry the mandate. Cast out devils in his name. By what he says, I give you the key of the kingdom. Whatever you bind here on earth shall be bound in heaven. And anything you lose here or not shall be loosed in heaven. Many of us do not understand our mandate of the power that has been made available to us through Christ Jesus. You've got great power. Amen. You've got the power. Somebody said that I've got the power. But you do not know. You don't even know it. To do, to serve God, to work for God, to cast out devils in His name, to bind them, to bind, to loose, to enforce the authority of the kingdom. That's, you have the mandate to do that. And the mandate to telling people about Jesus, telling people about the kingdom, you know, the Great Commission. Going, teaching everywhere, baptizing people in the name of the Lord. That's the mandate. But my concern in this second service, this few moments we have, is the order. Now, Nicodemus in the first passage we read came to Jesus and he wanted to change the order. Just as many of us are doing today, we wanted to do before we be. We desire to do before we become. We are interested in activities. As many of us here present and everyone listening, we are so engrossed in activities for Jesus, activities for Jesus, and the Jesus we do not even know. We want to change the order. Nicodemus said, I am interested. You remember that by Jesus? Simeon the sorcerer? You remember him? In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 8, when he saw the miracles that the apostles were doing, he took money. He said, he wanted to do those miracles. May your services to God be acceptable. But any service rendered to God when you are not saved is a waste. He wants you to be born. Jesus said, don't change the order. You must first be. Except a man be born again. That's why you see today very many people who are purportedly singing for the Lord and they are not born again. It's a waste. A waste of talent. A waste of effort. A waste of, they may make things to make money here. But if only in this life you have hope, you are of all men most miserable. If everything you live for is to live fine on earth, to wear good, nice clothes, have nice shoes, have nice cars, build, live in fine houses, have the finest babe or babes, or the coolest guy or guys, you are of all men most miserable. May your life not be a waste. Ladies and gentlemen, the order is accept Jesus as your Lord and become the salt and the light of this world. Then you can serve God. You see, we have crisis in church. We have crisis in the body of Christ generally. At church council meetings, argument ensued between church council members. And the members said to the right hand, they are doing without being. And then I was said, and then before you say Jack Robinson, boom, brought out charm. They are doing without being. If you are not born again, you know the many things you consult. You know the many things you put under your bed. You know the many things that you fraternize with because you have not been to the cross. Because you are not born again. And you are trying to serve God. The order is you must first be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, don't be interested in doing. Okay?
Nobody can do this miracle except God. He said, no. That's not the order. Be born again. That's the starting point. Before you sing, be born again. Before you join the choir. Before you join the department. Before you join protocol. Before you do anything, be born again.
The pastor was leading people in prayer. No, you're okay.
But, you know, that kind of prayer. As he was praying, one chance fell from his pocket. He is doing without being.
I said, no, back only Ben. Only Boshe, yeah. Only Boshe, yeah. Oh, my Lord, okay, so good. Only Boshe, yeah. He gets as he be. The child of God does not do charm, but he gets as he be. He gets as he own be. Praise the Lord. Don't attempt to do anything without being born again. We read in Acts chapter 19, the seven sons of Sceva, they also wanted to do. They wanted to work for God. They wanted to serve Him. They wanted to do business for Jesus. And so, they had not been to Calvary. They wanted to do the mandate. Listen to me. It's a great honor to bind the devil and then the devil will obey you and be bound. 2 months old was I in the Lord. I just got born again. And the scripture that I knew was that these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. Yeah? And they shall, if they take anything deadly or poison, it won't hurt them. I became armed with that scripture. And I was looking for demons to cast out. 2 months old in the Lord. That verse of scripture. And then I remember, I give to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Luke chapter 19, verse 10, 19. Huh? 10, 19. You will tread upon serpents, and serpents are not the power of the enemy, and not shall by any means hurt you. I went out. Do you know where the confidence came from? I was standing at the door of the church as an usher. Because I was involved in everything. I had no job. I wasn't going to school. I had no exam to write. I had passed my school, secondary school leaving certificate examination. I did very well. I didn't have to write GC. I didn't prepare. I didn't obtain jam form. So no admission. So I devoted that time to church. I was standing out there. I just got born again 2 months. And someone came to church and I said, you're welcome. And I shook hands with that person. And the person screamed, ah! And began to roll and fell. And then I said, Nishin Zaka Fuwa. Because I was confused. I didn't do anything. Another person came, I shook hands, and the person screamed and fell. And then brother Femi came to me and said, Olu, you are anointed. I didn't know what anointing meant. You are anointed. 2 months old in the Lord. My dear brothers, you are anointed. Let me look at your friend, fellow. Look at the person sitting and tell him, you are anointed. Another person, the other direction, another person, you are anointed. Unfortunately, you don't know. Unfortunately, you don't know. You are waiting for pastor to tell you everything, to do everything for you, to do everything. You don't know that you are a believer in Christ Jesus. Signs will follow you. You are not to be running after signs. Signs will follow you. Is anybody here that is born again? Are you born again here? If you are born again, let me see you lift up your right hand and shout, thank you, Jesus. Then you have power. Jesus has empowered you to bring solutions to situations in the environment. Where you live, where you do business, He has empowered you. You've got the power. You have what it takes to put the devil to silence, to bind him and put an end to his operations, to his activities in the lives of people in your neighborhood or where you do business. In your class, in your school, they should consult you because you've got the solution. Someone lift up your right hand and say, I've got the solution. Come on, say loud, I've got the solution. The solution to the problem of this age is Jesus. He is not science. He is Jesus. Has science not failed? have COVID-19. Only God. Only God. So, the substance of paper wanted to change what they wanted to do. To cast out devils. I just told you, it was exciting to see demons bow. And then I was overwhelmed with joy. And then I agreed, I've got the power. And so I went out to preach. And as we're preaching and praying for people, we're praying for him in 2 months or 3 months old in the Lord. But we got to do deliverance. And you know, you can imagine saying, I bind you in the name of Jesus. And the demon is, you will look at yourself. Where are you short? Oh, the last one you were short. And the demon is obeying. In spite of the fact that you don't even have a dress. And it doesn't really matter what a man wears. It is not what you wear that makes you important. It is who you are. So who are you in Christ? Who are you? Who are you? This month, our mandate is to fight the lost. And this is the order. You can't fight the lost. You, when you are lost. You, that is lost. How can you? You are the one girl that should be found. The lost cannot find the lost. Where are you? I don't know. Then you are lost. Be born again. I am feeding. I don't know why Minister Shesha led us to talk about his story, you know, and what the Lord said to him in the bus with that girlfriend. What if you die today? Where will you go? And when you keep hearing that, or when you still are able to hear that, God is giving you a chance and a warning. Hello. Hear this. Anybody can die. I told them a secret there. Let me tell you. Anybody can die. We all pray, and I pray for everybody. May you not die young. But when a man dies, or a man of God dies, nothing of God dies. God is still God. Before you were born, people have been dying. After you are gone, people will be until he comes. Till he returns or calls me home. Here in the rock cry. I desire to live long. But if I die, don't write he die young. I told everybody what this right is, he finished. I won't die until I finish. And if I die, that means I have finished. Anybody can die. But please don't die without being born again. It is good for us to all come to church and look beautiful and look fine. But please, sort things out with your maker. That is the order. Don't be. Oh God. The seven sons of Caesar were not born again. But they were familiar with the church. They were attending services. They were going to church. So they knew all the church languages. The slang. They knew Paul. They listened to Paul preach. They greeted Paul with high five. They knew Paul. The only person they didn't know was the new Philip. They knew Andrew. They knew Peter. And the only person they didn't know was Jesus. And so they wanted to do, because it's exciting to cast out devils, and you see devils bow. I went and led a group to baptize believers, those who gave their life to Christ, at LALA River. And I was this girl. That was the salvation experience was very dramatic.
oppressed, possessed. I don't understand. There was a connection between air and water. And we got to early, and this just stood. You know the way they do stiff, like someone who is stiff. And she was walking straight like this to the water. And then, stop. And then at the point, some brothers ran after her and pulled her back. A girl. Then I remember the seven sons of Skipper. All that this girl did was to push her hand, and the brother fell. And then she ran with speed. And one day, she was entering the water. And I saw the speed at which she was running. And it dawned on me that we can't chase, catch up with her. She's entering the water. We can't enter. Then I stopped and screamed, "In the name of Jesus Christ, come back here!" So she ran and stopped. And turned and ran back. And come to where I was and knelt down. Then I remember, at the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. It worked. I saw it. I experienced it. I loved it. But to do, you must first be. You must first be born again. I don't have no message or that message. Then God wants you to carry out great mandates for Him. But He wants you to be born again. It's not about going to church. The seven sons of Sceva, they went to church. They had preaching, but they were not born again. They didn't know the Lord. So the demon possessed was the pounced on them, and they were beaten and battered. And the Bible says they left the house naked and wounded. Any man who does not know Christ Jesus will be wounded and naked. Will you not be stripped naked? I am when it will but you. The enemy are looking for people they will strip. They want to strip you of your honor. They want to strip you of your position. That's why you are given a position and you are not born again. Don't take that position till you are born again. Don't take that promotion till you are born again. You heard when Pastor Wale was leading us in prayer, running the prayer and fasting, and he shared the story of his uncle. Who did he, who was not born again? Probably, most probably. And was to be promoted. This organization. But because of the, it's a multinational company, organization, and expatriate, white men came to interview him. And the man who came to interview him saw the man to be interviewed and said, "Get out." And told the other, "That man is smelly. I hear the ones I hear. You won't stink." The woman came to me all the way from Port Scott, crying. She was stinking anywhere she went. And she was doing business. And her business was doing well. The business began to fail. Because she will be going to her customers to supply, she will see that the shop was open. Then as soon as she gets there, the shop will be closed. And business was not failing. So one of the women now came to her one day and said, "Mama, do you have a pastor?" "I'm sorry, You see, people are running. It's because as soon as you come, there's this old door. You smell it. But if there's anybody around you like that is smelling, are you supposed to bring him to church? No. You are supposed to pray for him or her. Doing the master's business. Decree an end to that odor. But you can't do that if you are not born again. That's what I'm trying to say. That is why it appears Christianity does not have power. And you are the cause. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's my fault. We are waiting for Jesus to come and bring this generation. We are asking Jesus has done what he would do and he's waiting for you. He has given you the mandate. You are his representative. In this church, I want us to be harmed. What I'm sharing with you this morning, be harmed. And go to your neighborhood, to your place of business, to your market, to your shop, to your school, to your environment, and prove that Jesus, this Jesus we are talking about is Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Don't just come to church. Don't just come to church, please. Only one. And they were not born again. But they wanted to do his suit. And you see very many charlatans today who are preaching, who have not been to Jesus. So you hear them say funny, funny things. Funny things on TV. One prophet was preaching. Oh, are you okay? Maybe Timothy got bow, Lord of Padir. One rod from heaven came from and dropped before me on the mountain. And I had the voice of God that said, my servant, take that rod. I have given you the rod of power, of authority. And the man said, anybody has said this rod to, every prayer I pray with the answer. And he said, oh yeah, take me, make it flow. No, I say, keep it like that. Take me, take me. Reverend Solomon is giving, said, look at this video. Nobody will call him. But he said, he received the shock of his life when his phone started ringing. Baba, join the pastor, can pray for me. That's the church. That's the people. Is he Muslim? Is he unbeliever that will say? He's those who say, I'm born again. One man said, quickly call me now before the Spirit leaves me. If you tell me to pray for you, call me before this meeting is over. Quickly call me before the Spirit leaves me. Those who have not been, who are not, who are, they change the order. They change the order. I want you to remember what the Bible says about Ezra. In Ezra chapter 7 and in verse number 10. Ezra 7:10, the Bible says, for this Ezra, had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, to do it, and then to teach it. Seek, do, teach, practice it before you preach it. This morning, dear listener, you have a mandate. Don't join this choir. Don't remain in this choir if you are not born again. Don't work as an usher if you are not born again. Don't be in protocol if you are not born again. You can't even be in the intercessory department if you are not born again. Thank you for cleaning the church and you are not born again. In heaven. No reward. What shall it profit a man if he gives his own word? Dear listener, the mandate is go out, go to school, go to your place of business, go to work and make a difference. But you can't do that if you don't know him. And next week I'm going to talk to us about provision for the mandate. God has made provisions for the mandate. But you must understand the order of the mandate. You have a mandate. May you not fail God. Let me close on the note of Matthew chapter 5 that we read. Matthew chapter 5, is it in verse number 14? When he said, when the salt, go back to salt, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing. May you not be good for nothing. Not underline that in your Bible. Good for nothing. That will not be you. It is important. The order. Be born again. Be born again. Be born again. Be born again. In my former church where I pastored, I was counseling one day. It was on a Monday morning after a major meeting, weekly meeting. Sat counseling, and it was an every week occurrence. And in the place of counseling, I saw that many people come to me who needed prayer, deliverance. And then it was eating into my time. Because without breakfast, I'll be there 6:30 a.m. and I'll be there to preach and to pray for people and to cancel, and I will still be canceling people till 1 p.m., 2 p.m., no breakfast, not fasting. So I outsourced deliverance prayers for ministers, other ministers. So I will send the deliverance to them.
So I started counseling,
and I had as a demon possessed girl who was talking to the people, those who had prayed for her. Oh, you are wasting my time. That's the demon. Oh, you are wasting my time. And then he said, go and call your view. Go and call your presiding pastor. In other words, he was telling those who are doing deliverance that you are too small. Go and call your presiding pastor. Oh, I want to eat. I want to sleep. You are wasting my time. My blood became hot. Where I was, I finished the counseling, I got up. I just went straight, and I was looking straight, eyeball to eyeball, at this demon possessed girl. And I approached her, I said, my name is Yemi Adiluji. That was all I said. And she screamed and hit the floor, boom, and scattered the tears out, rolled up and down, and screamed, and vomited, and screamed, and slept. I didn't touch her. I didn't say anything. She slept. And I went to my office. 2 hours, after 2 hours, she woke up. And they brought her. She woke up delivered. And they brought her to my office. Counseled with her. Prayed with her. Again, got married finally to a pastor. Brought her husband to me. Delivered. Now, back to my point. The pastors came to me and said, Eskisa, how did that happen? You just said your name. I said, I am a lawyer by training. And for lawyers to have right of audience, they announce their appearance in court. I said, what I just did to announce my appearance to the demon that was messing up. If you see, that demon told the seven sons of Kepha, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But without an identity, if you talk to a demon, he will slap you. We slap you. Why is your mandate? Everything is possible to him that believes. This place will become too small. If all of us will receive this mandate and we follow the order of this mandate, this place will become too small. The pastor that led me to Christ wasn't let out. Wasn't let out. Just a primary school certificate holder. Was preached to us. And we caught the fire. I want you to catch the fire. Don't play church. Don't play seven sons of Kepha. Don't change the order. It's good to have fun in life. And yes, why don't you have your fun in Christ Jesus? Please bow down your head.
Waba mi beti ti yo luwa o unti yo feli mo fe si yo kami shobu bere lai lai wane wane waba mi beti ti yo luwa
close our eyes and bow our heads. You are here. You want to step into the order, or you want to do the order. You want the order to be proper. Some of you may have been coming to church, but you have not known it. You are not sure that your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life. You are struggling with habits and sins of all kinds. You are not sure. You don't know what will happen if you close your eyes in death today, or if the trumpet sounds today. Till it comes, or cause me, oh, here in the power of Christ. What if he returns today? What if he does not return today? What if death comes? As you all bow our head, you are here this morning. You want to be born again. You want to become the light of the world, the salt of the earth. You want to become a child of God. Just like Jesus told Nicodemus, except a man be born again. Forget about going to church or coming to church. Forget about your friends. Forget about being a worker in church. Yes. But today you want to make things right with God. Wherever you are, lift up your right hand. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. I want to make things right with God. I want to be born again. I want a power of habit to be broken. You don't have any reason to be shy or ashamed.
You have just listened to The World of His Grace through God's Choice Servant, Jimmy Adeleji. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join Jemi Adeleju in Type Changing Services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bustle, Samunda UA Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lives. God bless you. Real good.